Kids 5 and younger are not officially authorized to get a COVID-19 vaccination, but they are enrolled in early clinical trials. Leslie McClurg from member station KQED reports in the story that first aired on All Things Considered that widespread vaccinations for the 5 and under set could begin this fall.
3-year-old Eloise LaCour clutches her dolly as a Stanford University nurse takes her blood pressure.
Can you tell me what your name is?
My name is Eloise.
We'll use this arm, okay?
And then he swabs Eloise's delicate upper arm.
Tickle, okay. Tickle. Yeah. Mommy's going to hug you, okay?
And carefully administers the vaccine.
Hey, how about that?
That's it.
Look at you, brave kid.
Gosh, you are the bravest.
Eloise barely flinches. In fact, it looks like she might be smiling under her mask. She just received the Pfizer vaccine, one of 144 little kids across the country in trials like this one. I checked in with her parents the next day.
She was fantastic.
Like, she's told us her arm doesn't hurt at all, so she's been great.
Both parents, Chris and Angelica, say they were nervous about enrolling their only daughter, but they see the experience as a way to give back.
We are so incredibly lucky and fortunate to have a healthy 3-year-old child, and we know that there's a lot of other families with kids with vulnerabilities. COVID is potentially life-threatening for those children, and so being part of making this a reality for those families is something that was really meaningful to us.
3 weeks pass, and then it's time for the second poke. This time, Eloise dresses up as Princess Merida from the Pixar movie Brave.
Here we go.
There you go.
You did so good. Yeah.
She squirms a little more this time, but still no tears. The next day, Eloise had a little soreness in her arm, and
she had a little bit of a headache last night, solved with a low dose of Tylenol, but otherwise running around, lots of energy.
The LaCour family is excited to start planning summer vacations. They're not alone.
We've had lots of families, and they have just been beating down a path to our doorstep, and we are talking about thousands of people.
Dr. Yvonne Maldonado is the pediatrician leading Stanford's contribution to the Phase 1 trial. She has 10 times more volunteers than she needs. Historically, it's much easier to recruit kids for studies during active disease outbreaks. COVID has killed more than 300 children across the country.
That actually represents one of the top 10 causes of death in children right now. And there have been thousands of children hospitalized.
But not everyone is so eager to vaccinate their kids. A recent survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows less than a third of parents say they'll get their little ones vaccinated right away. Hesitancy, especially early on, is not new. It existed way back in the early 1800s when the smallpox vaccine was developed.
What has happened more recently, though, is much more sophisticated.
Dr. Myron M. Levine is a pediatrician and vaccinologist at the University of Maryland. He says the key difference today is how information spreads. The internet and social media platforms provide a ripe environment for anti-vax sentiment.
It was not like this in the 70s or 80s, truly.
In the coming months, Levine hopes parents will be swayed by the data from early trials rather than misinformation. He says without vaccinating kids, it will be nearly impossible to stamp out COVID.
You have to have a very, very high level of coverage to keep that bad genie in the bottle.
Pfizer says it could be ready to distribute pediatric COVID shots as early as September. For NPR News, I'm Leslie McClurg in San Francisco.